Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is continuing called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking, and we're doing part two from a seven-part series. The topic today is called The Roman Empire Colonized Other Conquered Lands. We go to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. When the Romans conquered a land, they established their empire or their kingdom by sending 300 people from Rome to build up the domain in that part of the world. They developed the Roman Empire and culture in that foreign land to the satisfaction of Rome and the Roman emperor or king. They were single thinking and not kingdom thinking. What do I mean by this? They were thinking singly of building the empire of Rome. They were not kingdom thinking, that is, thinking of building the kingdom of God upon the earth. Jesus has also given us a command to do exactly the same, but in the name of his Father in heaven to all the people and nations on the earth. God wants the Christians, the born-again Christians, to establish the kingdom of God on the earth as it is in heaven. And God has empowered the Christians with the word of God, with the anointing of God, and also with the Holy Spirit and the angels just to do this. Should the Christians be anything less than the worldly way of thinking? As believers, we also should be constantly thinking about expanding God's kingdom from heaven here on the earth. The kingdom of God is far, far greater than any earthly kingdom or empire that has or will ever exist, for it encompasses the natural realm and the supernatural realm, as well as all creation, including the heavens and the earth. The Bible tells us that we are to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. That means whatever Christ did, we are to do the same thing. In other words, Jesus came on the earth to show the way back to heaven, to get people born again, yes, into the kingdom of God. But he was primarily focused on establishing the kingdom of God here on the earth. We as Christians are to do the same thing. We are to establish God's kingdom here on the earth, God's word here on the earth. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. Thank you for being with me. The next topic coming up is having a mindset of always thinking kingdom. This is part three. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.